following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black-on-black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. You know, Alan, since the last time we talked, there's something that's been on my mind for a little while. You know, I'm kind of new to Facebook. I see right away it can be a valuable tool and effective tool for people to communicate, especially have family across the country or even around the world. But there is a dark side of Facebook that has really gotten me or thrown me for a loop. It has exposed, I think, the underbelly of society. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not all bad, but when it is bad, it's terrible. What I'm seeing in this is similar behavior, especially in the poor black communities, where people are behaving as if they're existing in tribes, tribes that are living in a non-technological society. And with the prevalence of cell phones, people are recording this behavior and they're posting it on Facebook as if it's something to be proud of. On a daily basis, I see videos uploaded of young black girls fighting like,
cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, Bloods and Crips, Zulus and Boers. I don't know. It's what is happening to our community where not only do people behave like this on a regular basis, but other people feel that it is so normal, so accepted, that they can videotape it. Instead of calling the police to come to someone's aid, they will videotape it and post it to Facebook as if, look at this. This is something funny, or this is something to be proud of, or this is, I'm not sure what to call it. I'm just wondering what you think, because I'm pretty sure that you communicate on Facebook. So what do you think of the phenomenon that I'm seeing?
Well, let me say this. I don't communicate very much on Facebook anymore, because all along prior to getting on Facebook and then once I had gotten on to Facebook, I was just very disappointed in Facebook because I saw pretty much what you saw. Mm-hmm. And whereas I would like to see Facebook used as a tool, not just for communication, but for meaningful communication and dialogue, I would like to see it be used as a educational resource, because oftentimes individuals will not go out and do research on their own. So you can take individuals like yourself or me that are going to go out and do research, and we can take it to Facebook and share our findings with people to make it an actual educational tool.
And it can be that. I've seen instances where it is a very effective tool of communication. But
it needs to be the norm. Right. You know, you see instances, but we need for that effective communication, that educational thing to be the norm on Facebook. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And obviously, you know, prior to Facebook, society, popular culture was on a very rapid decline. And I think that Facebook in many ways has expedited the process.
I know intellectually some of the things I'm seeing are not necessarily the norm, But I think the danger of it is, it's a perpetuating of stereotypes of the black person as unthinking, the black person as uneducated, the black person as uncivilized. And some of the behaviors I'm seeing, I know better as a black person, but someone in the larger community in the nation can look at this and say, are they really behaving like this? The sad thing is that in a lot of instances, they are behaving like that, and it's disturbing to me.
What I see is, and maybe I'm reiterating something, but I see Facebook as a rapid dissemination of bad ideas and bad behavior. Now, why is that significant? Well, prior to Facebook, you had to be there on the scene to see it, to view this.
Right, exactly.
You know, but now it's brought right into your living room, your office, your study, right to your handheld device, your phone, your iPad. So there's really no getting away from it. And because people know that they're going to be viewed by so many people, they become more and more eager to do a desperate thing.
Yeah, that 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's obvious to me that a lot of them really play to the camera. They want to give the impression that they're this or that. But a lot of it is taped anonymously or secretly. Take, for instance, this cop in New York lately that went ballistic with the taxi driver.
The Uber driver. Yeah.
Right, it was an Uber driver. Now, that whole incident was filmed surreptitiously by the fare, by the passenger. He didn't know he was being filmed, and he was acting more himself. And that's, I think, what I'm seeing. Some of these videos coming out of the black community, it's being taped or videotaped by people who are bystanders who are chronicling this type of behavior. And I don't think a lot of it is staged. I think a lot of it is real.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is real, then the black community, especially the poor segments of the black community, I think are in big trouble. If this is what the community has come to with all of the social, liberal safety net programs, and this is what this has beget in the black community, I think we have a very serious problem.
Well, you know, and maybe for a brief moment, kind of changing gears, but still staying on the subject of Facebook, one thing that me and some of my buddies joke about quite often is how we see a lot of females come on there.
But here's
what they do, and I find this to be very interesting. A lot of females come on there, and they come on there specifically to portray their relationship in a good light. And we find it kind of funny because we're like, okay, we know them, and we know who they're involved in a relationship with, and we know the dynamics of that relationship. But they want other women and the rest of the world to view their relationship as being this wonderful thing when in actuality it's not. Then why is it a problem? Because now Facebook is totally taking us away from reality once again.
Yes.
And we're choosing not to address and deal with our problems because we want to, you know, cover it in this Facebook makeup, if you will.
And that's the other part, you know, that's the secondary part of it, is that I see on Facebook, people who are supposed to be activists or informed about the black struggle, they swap back and forth all of this information, these tidbits and whatever about what happened during slavery and Jim Crow, and it's swapped back and forth, you know, endlessly, while at the same time, conditions in their own communities are deteriorating. They're spending all their time researching on the internet, finding all these factoids about how terrible slavery was and how savage the white man was during slavery and Jim Crow. And they spend all of their time really chronologizing this when conditions in the black community are deteriorating around them, and they don't seem to be the least bit concerned about it.
Well, let me say this. I find that very interesting because they will go and research and find these tidbits about slavery and Jim Crow and so on and so forth. And then they'll say, and this is the white man is doing this to us. But here's my problem. They need to understand that when they go back and they discover this information, it was the Democrats, the Dixiecrats, that were doing this to you. Okay? And they're continuing to do this to you. Now, you say that they look in at how conditions were back during slavery and things like that, I will make the argument, and this will piss a lot of people off, that those black communities that existed on the plantation in some ways were better than some of our urban black communities that exist today. Why? Because at least a slave on the plantation did not have to always be looking over his back, worried about somebody putting a bullet in his head.
Right.
And I mean, you lived a very brutal life, but these guys out here in these urban communities, they're living a very brutal life. You know, I've heard many dope dealers talk about how every day they got to wash their back, they got to wash their back, they have to wash their back. And eventually somebody takes them out. But at least on the plantation.
They considered you as valuable property.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now in some of these urban communities, black life don't mean that much to these thugs out there.
Well, you know,
they would take you out
in a
second.
Black lives don't matter. And where do they matter the least? In the black community.
Right. The other part about this that I don't like, as they chronicle all the things the white man has done, it's like they don't have a sense that we have a choice, that we have a choice in the matter. So somebody sets up a system where you might not get the best education, but that don't give you an excuse to go out there and trash your own neighborhood. That don't give you an excuse to stop trying. That doesn't give you an excuse to accept the crumbs of life. And that's what I see on the internet. It's like these people think that, oh, we don't have a choice, that the things are just so bad that our people don't have a choice and we're just waiting for the white man to change. That's ridiculous.
Yes, that is ridiculous. But and I hear this one right here all the time. I hear this weekly. Well, we only going to be able to do or get what the white man give us.
Yes, exactly.
What in the hell type of mentality is that? Then you're doomed.
I understand what you're saying. And what that is, it's an eternal, a constant search for excuses. And basically, it's to excuse their own personal limitations or their own personal failures. To blame your own personal failures on a white man doesn't get you anywhere. Even if racism exists, and it does exist, but it can't stop. If you truly want to be successful in this country, racism can't stop you. It didn't stop Obama.
Absolutely. And let me say this. I always say blame those closest to you. And I say all the time, blame your mama, your daddy, and yourself.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. And Facebook is just bringing it all to us in many different ways, on the computer, on your personal phone, and some of us even download it and it winds up on national news from time to time. It's just showing the depth of the failures of this socialist, liberal, democratic agenda that has perpetuated and made worse conditions in the black community. And I don't know whether to thank Facebook for exposing it or to damn them for exposing what is, to me, very embarrassing.
You know, Elbert, I'm going to close my Facebook account.
You know, I may not be far behind you. Give us some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.